And good morning. This is Aiden Menchaca, and you're listening to Tchaikovsky's Canon. Feeling a little sick today, if you can hear it in my voice, but I'm here nonetheless. I wasn't here last week just because I wasn't quite feeling good either. But we're here this week, and so today the show will be about Impressionism and music inspired by Impressionism. So Impressionism really began with a composer called Ernest Fanielli, who is a French composer, and Maurice Ravel, one of the most famous Impressionist composers, cites him as the originator of the concept. However, his concept was not quite the same as what was put into practice by Debussy and Ravel and others who we will listen to today. But it's one of my favorite subsets of classical music, and it's really beautiful to listen to. Some of the composers took issue with the name Impressionism, but I personally think it fits, especially when you situate it within the context of other French people like Claude Monet and others. So, without further ado, because of the French, we will listen to Images, book number one, by Claude Debussy, one of my favorite pieces of music, period. Without further ado, here it is. Thank you.
Thank you.
And we're back. So, the pieces that you just heard there were, we first had Le Tombeau de Couperin by Maurice Ravel. Right after we had Peace by Bill Evans, who, you know, not someone I'd normally play necessarily, though I do like to play jazz on the show sometimes. But Bill Evans was, as you could see, heavily influenced by composers like Ravel and Debussy, especially if you compare Images number one, which we listened to first at the top of the hour with Peace, there's quite a similarity. Then we listened to a piece called Nana by Manuel de Falla, a Spanish impressionist composer. And what you just heard was Toru Takemitsu with Green for Orchestra, a pretty interesting piece, Japanese classical music, something that I don't listen to a lot of Japanese classical music, but it's definitely out there, and that's a pretty interesting innovation by Takemitsu. So it's always important, especially with Spring Fling coming up, to not drink and drive. If you're under the influence of anything, never even think about getting behind the wheel of a car and driving. People die that way. A public service message from WMFO in Medford, Tufts Educational Radio. So I'm serious, though many of you listening probably, maybe you don't go to Tufts, maybe you do. There's Spring Fling this weekend, a huge concert series at Tufts, and it's important that if you're consuming anything, you don't drive, because you don't want to end up hurting yourself or hurting any of your friends. So that's a very important message that we all need to understand. So now we're going to move on in the show, listening to Ernest Fanielli, who is the supposed progenitor of the Impressionist movement. This is his most famous piece, which is something in French, which is a little difficult to pronounce. We'll listen to it anyway. Without further ado, here we go. Thank you.
Thank you.
And we're back. So, the pieces you just heard were Galligotic Mass by Leos Janjek, and The Pines of Rome by Ortorino Respini. And so, our last piece today will be probably the most famous piece to many of you with regard to Impressionism. And this is Clair de Lune by Claude Debussy. I hope you enjoy it. Thanks for tuning in. I'll see you next week. Thank you.
Oh yeah. If you enjoy new and vintage punk, rock and roll, rhythm and blues, psychedelic, surf, and rockabilly, you'll want to tune into the Desperate Hours with Alex every Thursday from 6 to 8 p.m. here on WMFO Medford.
We pride ourselves on the high moral standards of our program, and I mean that sincerely. We don't resort to sex or crime or violence or drinking on the program.
It's great music from the has-beens, should-have-beens, woulda-couldas, and never-weres. From the 1950s all the way up through to the present day.
Yes.
Connect with Alex and the Desperate Hours on Facebook and listen on Thursday evenings from 6 to 8 p.m. Only here on Tufts Freeform Radio, 91.5 on your FM dial and on the web at WMFO.org.
There's no crime in giving yourself over to pleasure.
And you're listening to WMFO Medford.
And if you want these kind of dreams, it's Californication.
Good morning, and remember, when you lose your voice, it means you at least had the courage to speak. You're listening to In You All Along on WMFO in Medford.